And we are so glad you could join us on the Giants Facebook page. I'm Paul Dottino. He is two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. We are Dotson Deal, and we're going to be here for the next several minutes to talk New York Giants football. So fire off your big blue questions and comments to us right here on the page, and we'll get to them just as soon as we can. David, the Giants are 0-3, heartbreaking loss in Philadelphia, a confluence of events just went against them. You, I'm sure, during your career have suffered at least a couple of those kinds of losses. How do you bounce back?
I think you bounce back, and number one, you don't lose the lesson when you lose. You have to figure out ways to win football games and realize when you have two turnovers and have 10 penalties for 137 yards, it's hard to overcome those things. But there was a lot of signs for life, especially in the fourth quarter offensively, scoring 24 points, finally getting in rhythm. They need to make sure they take that momentum into Tampa Bay right away.
You know, fans, I want to make sure that you have your opportunity to ask us questions. And, of course, we're going to comment on your comments as well. So please fire up over the course of the next few minutes. I got to talk about that offensive line, David. It's one of your favorite portions of the football game.
Of course, absolutely.
Has to be. Zero sacks of Eli Manning last week. That's progress.
It is. It's definitely progress. Obviously, they knew that the test that they were going into in Philadelphia, being down the way that they were, they were going to be challenged. Yes, there were some pressures, but overall, there was improvement amongst the offensive line. But moving forward here, it's going to come back to the ground game, being able to run the football efficiently to make sure that they're in third and manageables, because you're not going to be able to get away with that on the road all the time.
David, we have a comment from Nelson. He says, what do you say about the game on Sunday? The Giants are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road. This is a team that's 1-1 and is struggling some as well.
They are, and you know that this is a football team that does play a lot better at home in front of their home crowd. Their biggest thing is they're going to have to minimize the effectiveness of Jameis Winston, his ability to control the tempo, the pace of the game, and not give up the deep balls to Mike Evans or to Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, that's a team, the Tampa Bay Bucs, who had a real hard time defending the Minnesota Vikings. And backup quarterback Case Keenum, by the way, who threw for over 350 yards and three touchdowns.
And you know that's something that Mike Smith, the defensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is going to adjust here. And believe me, the way that this Buccaneers defense is going to come in with Gerald McCoy and the rest of this defense, they're going to play the run on the way to the quarterback. So you've got to have a good game plan going in and make sure you get Shane Smith and Red Ellison involved.
Steve is asking us who the X factor would be for the Giants down in Tampa Bay this weekend.
Well, the X factor for me would be Evan Ingram. He's going to be challenged. There's going to be Quan Alexander and Lavonte David, who are good, I would say, protection guys, but they're not the dynamic type of linebackers that can win those battles against Evan Ingram one-on-one. You know that they're going to play cover two. They're going to challenge the Giants against the run, and that's why they drafted Evan Ingram, was the ability to split that cover two and open up things on the outside.
Adam has a question. He's asking, how do we improve the running game? It's been 3 weeks now, David. The Giants still don't have a real ground attack.
I know, and that's where I think Shane Smith and Red Ellison have got to play a bigger role in this system and in the football game, because we see when they are able to run efficiently and get some things going, play action opens up, and that's when Eli's delivered the football to Sterling Shepard. So we know that in this game and in football, everybody's going up tempo, widespread. Game is won by the trenches and being able to control the time of possession.
Now, one thing's interesting here about Sean's question. He wants to know why quarterbacks have been so successful in the league scrambling. Well, offensive line play hasn't been so great, and that's kind of putting the burden on those quarterbacks' legs.
It really is. Sometimes some of these quarterbacks scrambling is not a good thing, because they're not quarterbacks that force you to play 11-on-11 football. But any offensive coordinator, any offense that has a struggling offensive line, when you can move the launch point and put it in different spots, you keep a defense on the edge and you keep them on their heels, because they may want to penetrate down the middle. But if you roll the pocket, that's where you can have big plays.
Well, that's an interesting thought, David, because we talk about Eli Manning being a pocket passer, but even during the days when you played in front of him, the Giants were not afraid to roll him sometimes left and right. Not necessarily scramble, but move the pocket a bit.
Exactly. It gives you a different launch point as an offensive line. You can tee off and almost make it look and sound like run. but also for the defensive backs. They have to cover in a different way because of the route combinations either coming across the field for the near sidelines. It just gives you more opportunities to spread the football around and protect your quarterback.
We go to James, who wants to know why fullback Shane Smith has not been utilized more.
I think that's a question that a lot of fans have had, considering the fact that you think with Shane Smith and Rhett Ellison in this game that they were going to be used more. And I think that's something offensively that they're going to do moving forward.
Now, of course, one of the things the Giants did do in this last week's game was pick up the tempo.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of really hurry-up kind of offense, which really kept the defensive line of the Eagles kind of gassed in the second half.
It really did, because if you've noticed, a lot of the times the Eagles' defensive line were like hockey line shifts. Two out, two in. Three out, three in. So to be able to push the tempo and keep them out on the football field doesn't allow them to adjust and substitute defensively. It keeps them in the same package to where you can control the tempo offensively. But we all know the key to that is if you're going to go up tempo, you've got to convert and you've got to get first downs, because if you don't, that's where you put your defense in terrible situations.
Yeah, and with the heat down in Florida, that could be an issue.
Yep.
Danny says, does Wayne Gallman need to have some carries? He was inactive.
You know, one thing about Wayne Gallman, we know about his running ability, but the one thing you have to do as a young player, you've got to be able to pick up protections, and that's something that he didn't do well throughout training camp and in the preseason. So as a running back, if you're not unsure of your protections, you're not going to be on the field.
Eddie's question is about tight end Rhett Ellison. Wants to know why he's not used more on the left side to help out the run game.
Once again, great questions to draw up and ask when you get through the tough game that we just went through in Philadelphia. And like I said, moving forward, they have to be a crucial part in the run game, setting the edge, either if you're going on the outside cracks or pitches, or if you're running inside zones.
I'm going to go with a little bit different tact here as we wait for our next comment and question. Again, please continue to fire along. Shane Vereen was able to catch some short dump-offs and do some damage against the Eagles last week. Might we see more of that in the offense?
I mean, that's the weapon that he is, his ability to be a running back, a third-down scat back. You can put him in the slot out at wide receiver. It's just another way to spread the football around and widen the defense to create matchups that are favorable for you offensively, because, once again, Shane Vereen versus a Will linebacker or a strong safety, those are matchups that you look for.
Time for the 1 minute warning, folks. But Christian's asking us about schemes that might and help prove the blocking. I think he's talking about the run schemes, because passing wise, again, they gave Eli some time.
I agree with that. Once again, getting to a tight end on the line of scrimmage, getting Shane Smith in there at the fullback position. And one of the things that we work and worry about, when you see Orleans Darkwell, you know he's an in-between-the-tackles player. You've got to get him to the line of scrimmage with full momentum right away.
Darkwell, of course, during that game the other day, nursing a little bit of a back issue. We don't know about the status of the Giants' injuries, but that could cause a little bit of a mix-up in the backfield.
Without a doubt. Having him in there, he's that player that you know is going to fight and get those tough yards. So we're going to have to see moving forward. If he is injured, this would be Wayne Gallman's opportunity to possibly get in the lineup.
You think Vereen might carry the ball a little bit more?
You know, that's a possibility, because he does have that. But let's face it, the reason why he was brought in was his ability to catch out of the backfield and create those matchups for you.
One thing we know is our last question. Zach, of course, wants to ask about Orleans Darkwell. We were just talking about him moments ago. Don't know about his status. But what about the double tight end formation to maybe help out the running game schematically?
No question. If you want to load up the box defensively, let them load it up. Let them know that you're running the ball until they stop you. And that's something that is an onus on this offensive line and on this group, because you know moving forward, the effectiveness of running the football is going to help you with the offensive line, and it's going to help your offensive scheme to protect Eli Manning and to use those weapons outside to the best of your ability.
David, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for coming by.
We're flying right through it.
He is two-time Super Bowl champ, David Deal. I'm Paul Dottino. We're Dotson Deal, and we'll be back next week right here on your Giants Facebook page. We'll see you then.